This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
All right, Michael, top stories of the day. LSU has finalized a deal to add Ed Orgeron back to its football coaching staff. He was, of course, the LSU head coach that led them to the 2019 national title. He will reunite with Lane Kiffin. They've been friends for a long time. They worked with each other at USC and Tennessee. They were both together at USC back in 2013. I'm just at a point now where I love Ed Orgeron, Mike. I do. But anything Lane Kiffin does or says, I don't want to hear him. I have a mortal enemy now that I root, a team that I root against now more than any team, and that is LSU. And they're not even in a conference that I follow locally.
My team would be the Raiders. Do they root against?
Why? Every topic I have today, you derail with something that has nothing to do with what we're actually talking about.
No, you said this is my mortal enemy, and I
just
said
stay
the correct
on
answer,
topic.
The mortal enemy,
just,
the Raiders.
Can you just stay on topic? For 5 seconds, Mike. For 5 seconds. Lane Kiffin, Ed Orgeron. Thoughts? I don't care about the Raiders. I know they're on your mind all the time for some weird reason, but I don't care about the Raiders. Lane Kiffin, obviously, cares about the Raiders. But thoughts on Ed Orgeron? That's what we're talking about. Not how much you like the Raiders or whatever. How much they're on your mind.
First of all, like the Raiders. I hate the Raiders.
Well, you just think about them all the time, and it's odd to me.
Because I'm a hateful person, and I have hate for the Raiders and the Chiefs and the Chargers.
Moving on, the Texas judge initially assigned to Texas Tech quarterback Brendan Sorsby's eligibility lawsuit against the NCAA has recused himself. Judge Philip Hayes grew up in Lubbock. That's where the lawsuit was filed and earned his undergraduate and law degrees from Texas Tech. Hayes recused himself with no explanation in a court filing Wednesday. I would imagine he's a big fan of Texas Tech.
See, Alabama law, that's how it's done.
He did it. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do.
That, the judge in Alabama gave money to Alabama. It's like, I don't have to recuse myself.
Yeah. The University of Oregon says one of its former football players owes it $10,000, and the school is willing to go to court to get it. School filed a lawsuit in Lane County Circuit Court last week against Dakota Fields, a defensive back who spent 2 years with the Ducks before transferring to Oklahoma in January. The lawsuit said Oregon and Fields agreed that Fields would pay the university $39,882 in exchange for a release of liability from his contract with the school. Under the agreement, if Fields paid the discounted amount of $29,882 on or before April 20th, the school would waive the remaining $10,000. Fields missed the deadline, so the amount due reverted to the original $39,882, according to ESPN. The lawsuit said that despite multiple requests, Fields has failed to pay the $10,000 balance due as of April 21st.
Don't miss the deadline. That's the story. That's the answer to this.
They give you a deadline for a reason.
You don't have to pay $10,000 extra.
Yeah. Joey Chestnut is going to defend his hot dog eating title while on probation. competitive eater Joey Chestnut, the reigning champion and 17-time winner of the Nathan's Famous International Hot Dog Eating Contest, will compete in the July 4th spectacle while on probation after he pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor battery charge. He was accused of slapping a man on the face during a night out at an Indiana bar. His attorney, Mario Masalami, kind of sounds like a hot dog type of name, told reporters this. He entered a guilty plea April 20th and was sentenced to 180 days of probation in Hamilton County. A judge, knowing how important this is to the world, a judge has granted him permission to travel outside the state, which will allow Joey Chestnut to defend his title and the signature mustard belt on Coney Island this summer. There are more important things in life, and the judge understands that and says, I know that you're kind of a criminal right now, and you're not supposed to leave the state, but there are larger things at play here. You have a hot dog eating contest to win, sir. We will allow you to leave, but you will probably have to wear an ankle monitor just in case.
Battery causing bodily injury to me, it's like, what kind of battery was it? Did he just, like, push someone and they fell and hurt themselves?
He slapped a man. I already said it. He slapped a man on the face during a night out. During a night out at an Indiana bar. I'm just trying not to let you derail another topic yet again on the show. Trying to see if we can get through one topic before your brain leaves.
Whether the judge should allow him to...
That is the crime, is what I'm telling you. He slapped a man on the face during a night out at an Indiana bar. That's the crime.
Yeah,
those are the facts.
It's not that big of a deal.
Probably not. Probably just got into an altercation, and he said, do you know who I am? I'm Mr. Freaking Hot Dog, and slapped dude in the face. But the judge gets that and was like, yeah, we're not. You need the country needs you. You're a hero, so we will let you travel so you can participate and defend your title. When police questioned Chestnut, he said he was drunk and did not remember the altercation. Mike, does this change your opinion on Joey Chestnut? Like his dedication to his sport, to what he does, knowing now that he's just like us. He goes out to bars. He probably has a little bit too much. He gets into an altercation. Has the hero image of Joey Chestnut faded in your mind? Because for me, I got to tell you, I'm shocked. I'm disappointed.
I've never had a hero image about anyone who eats
Joey Chestnut
hot dog contest.
The man is a genuine hero, Michael. Genuine hero. Eating hot dog after hot dog. And you're telling me he's not a hero of yours? Who is a hero then? My gosh, your standards are ridiculously high.
Well, the Broncos. Broncos are heroes of mine.
I was really not asking. You didn't need to answer that. I don't want to hear your random Bronco fandom obsession. I thought we could get away with it today.
I'm just saying. It's like this. We're watering down the term hero.
If he's not
a hero,
who's a hero if Joey Chestnut is not a hero? Who? I mean, seriously. Probably the most important person in the world. Name another one. Go on. I'm waiting.
The most important person in the world?
Yeah.
Are we talking about living or dead?
In the world. In the world.
Right now.
Yeah, right now. Yeah. It's tough. You're not going to be able to come up with anyone.
Me. Do you know why? Because I'm the co-host
I try
of
to have
the
fun
whole
with
show,
you.
And I get
award-winning,
the whole show on the air.
The award-winning whole show, mind you.
The co-host of the whole show. Me. And I'm responsible for you going on the air everybody being able to hear you.
If you're the co-host, you are the worst co-host that has ever existed. Is that fair? If you want, I will name you co-host, but we have to acknowledge that you're the worst co-host there's ever been.
Probably. But now you have to call me co-host.
Well, you know, it's a bargain. Aaron says, don't forget Semi-Pro on your list of basketball movies.
That was a funny one.
That was a good movie. Not many great basketball movies, though. I'm telling you, there's just not many. For punishment, Eastside Chris says on Joey Chestnut, I would allow the victim to slap Joey, then move on to more serious matters. Yeah, I mean, based on what I'm reading here, it doesn't seem like it was much. I love that they had to point out from local authorities, the incident did not violate Major League Eating's code of conduct. There's a code of conduct. They have a code of conduct in Major League Eating.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but this is not a real thing.
This is
it
a real
really
thing.
It really isn't.
Yes, it is. This is a real thing. Yeah, don't meet your heroes, Mike. Don't meet your heroes, because they're doomed to fall. And
yeah,
Joey
well,
Chestnut
that I agree
fell.
With. We shouldn't build statues of human beings.
I would build
all
one
human
of
beings do stupid
Joey
things.
Joey Chestnut, even though he slapped a guy in the face.
It's honestly not that big of a deal.
It's a great deal. It's a huge story. I mean, this is the biggest story. Faith, Brady, you are his hero. I can hear the admiration through his voice. Through the airwaves, is what she says. I'm your hero? Thanks, Mike.
Absolutely not. No.
What?
Faith, why would you say that?
Because
you
look up to
me.
You want to be the co-host so badly because I'm your hero. You want to be Robin to my Batman. You want it so badly, and I just won't quite give it to you. Maybe
I'm
someday.
Not Robin. We are both Batman. I am Michael Keaton Batman.
No, we are not both Batman. In no world are you Batman.
I am Michael Keaton Batman.
You are.
And you are.
You're Aquaman.
You are Batman with
you're unnecessary.
On.
You're probably useful somewhere, but no one can figure out where. That's you. You're Aquaman. You're not Robin. You're Aquaman.
I'm not Aquaman.
You
I
are
swim.
Definitely. Well, that's what, but you know, like Aquaman, not really good when he's not in the ocean, just a person. But
no,
when he's in the ocean, he's pretty
big
good.
Pokey thingy, and he's strong.
That's why he wants to be co-host, says Faith. It's because I'm your hero. You want to be co-host. Yes.
Faith has stabbed me in the back.
I thought we were friends. I think she's being honest. Faith, remember, Adam West had the real muscles.
Adam West also fought one of the best Catwomen. Eartha Kitt. The original Catwoman.
Okay. Faith, Micah, I'm still a fan. She says she's still a fan. Even though...
She's no fan of me if she's going to stab me in the back.
She's being honest, Michael. You want to be co-host so badly of this show. You've never wanted to be co-host of any other show. But this one you want. This is on your bucket list. And I'm just not ready to give it to you. You just haven't earned it yet, Mike. It's just not there yet.
Oh, so now you're going to go back.
Yeah, I think it'd probably be a bad sell to advertisers. That, hey, the show is hosted by Brady, obviously great, but they also have the world's worst co-host, like literally in the world.
That is one demerit.
Yeah.
One
demerit
strike.
Demerit Thomas.
Yeah. That's two now. That's why. You know how hard this show is to sell to people now? You know how hard it is to sell? Now, our sponsors that are on, I don't know why, but thank you. Thank you for being with us. You know, I'm probably just destroying the image of the show, but... It's a tough sell. It's like, hey, Brady's really good, but that is quickly offset by his whatever that is, by Aquaman.
That's just disrespectful, man.
So basically you're saying that you're not good enough to overcome my very few flaws.
I try very hard, but even I cannot be that good. That I just can't be that good.
You know who could overcome it? Tanner, Brian, Bruce. They could all overcome
Man,
it.
Man, there's just so many things
if
that
I
don't like of what you are.
Paul the Waterman show,
where you
he
are
could overcome
on
it.
Saturdays on KFKA. Good show.
Good show.
Very good show. Paul's a good dude.
About water.
He's a good egg. He's a good egg, Mike. But no, I'm sorry. Not even Paul could carry you. No, it's just not possible.
He could. He has information.
Weren't you on the morning show before? And wasn't like, you know, they're like, you know, you got sick or something? You got Wally pipped. Is that right? And you were sick, and then they were like, yeah, wow. I'm sorry, that was...
No, Brian Wundt really enjoyed running the board.
Yeah, that's what they're telling
and then
everyone.
I enjoyed sleeping in.
That's
what
the public believes.
I didn't enjoy being sick, but I enjoyed sleeping in.
Yeah.
So we made a compromise.
Mm-hmm. Eastside Chris says, agree with Faith. However, never turn your back to the young man. To Michael? The young man?
No, I'm older than Brady.
Yeah, you can see why people...
You're the young man.
You can see why people are probably shocked to hear that, though, right? Like, when they hear that, you're older. You're, like, way older than me. Like, way older.
Like 5 years.
A lot older. And people are shocked by that. Because, you know, you play with comic books and Legos and stuff.
I do play with Legos from time to time. Do need to clean my place up. There are Legos all around.
There's Legos all over in your office there. It's like Toys R Us when you walk by that place.
Oh, I got a new Lego one.
What did you get?
I'm not going to tell you.
Why?
I'm going to surprise. It's a surprise. It's funny.
Okay. All right. Faith says, Brady, Micah banter is top notch. Boy, Faith, we love you, but your standards are
Brady,
low.
Micah abuse.
I have to defend myself here on the program. I have to. Find
abused.
A way. No, not at all.
I have mental bruises.
I had another story, but of course you're going to just derail it with your list of your favorite Broncos players. Can you guess where the Rockies are ranked in ESPN's Major League Baseball team rankings? Can you guess where the Rockies are out of 30?
30. I bet they put the Rockies at 30.
No. The Los Angeles Angels are the worst team in baseball.
And why aren't we watching Angels in the Outfield, the original?
We've
in
seen,
honor of
not
this.
The original. The Rockies are 29th at 19-31.
That's an improvement.
That is definitely improvement. That's a huge improvement. And
I
we
still feel like they should probably be 28th or 27th, and ESPN is just being biased.
Why does ESPN hate us?
Because Denver's
not
a
Colorado.
Big enough market.
But there's no reason to hate that. They love the Thunder. They love the Thunder, and they're in Oklahoma.
Well, the Thunder, ESPN is the flopping of sports.
The broadcast last night. Lesson learned, because Derbs did it the right way. He synced up Connor McGahee and his call that we aired here, of course, on KFKA. He
you
synced his
that?
Call up. Well, you just have to pause it for a second and then play, because I think they're like a second behind or something.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize you could do that.
But that's what Derbs did, and that's what I will be doing tomorrow night.
Connor McGahee is awesome.
And Riker
He's
on
just
there.
Awesome.
Yeah, he is great.
Of all the non-Northern Colorado broadcasters we have, he is by far number one.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a big Cause guy, too. Because I like Cause.
No. Puns are mine.
Nope, it's mine now. I am now the host of that as well. You are the Aquaman of that. You are the Aquaman of puns.
I can't believe I caused you to make
you just
a pun
stole,
like that.
You stole exactly what I just did. You just stole what I did. But I'm serious. Like, the Broncos, the only reason the Broncos get love is because Sean Payton. Like, they really don't want to talk about the Broncos on the four-letter network.
Well, the NFL's different.
It is different, but they still don't get love. Yeah, but they still don't get love.
But they would still get some love.
The Nuggets
get. Because the NFL's different and better.
The Nuggets, they absolutely despise. They have to throw up in their mouth when they talk about Nikola Jokic.
I hope LeBron joins.
The Avalanche, I mean, that was the broadcast was not very exciting, but it was also like definitely catered to the Las Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah, ESPN has lost quality over the last 10, 15 years.
Yep.
Their college football is still all right.
Yeah,
but
I would say their college football is still very good. I think Scott Van Pelt's not bad.
Yeah, Van Pelt's solid.
He's not bad if you're watching. But watch the morning. ESPN. I watch it when I'm working out in the morning because it's either that or NFL Network. And normally in May, I'm not as deep into NFL talk just yet. So I try to get highlights and overall, man, it's bad. The anchors they have on there are just not good. They're not good. But the bias toward all the East and West Coast teams is just so damn obvious and it gets so frustrating.
Well, all the East and West Coast teams, but nobody from Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like if the Supersonics come back, when the Supersonics come back, they're not going to talk about the Supersonics. They're going to talk about Golden State and the Lakers, maybe Portland. But
are the
not
Supersonics
going to
be your favorite team if they do, if that does happen, which it sounds like it might? Is that going to be your favorite basketball team?
Probably.
Wow. That hurt. That cuts deep. That cuts deep. You couldn't even keep your own franchise the first time around, and you're just going to quickly jump back over to that. It's disappointing.
First of all, the city of Seattle made the right choice not building a new stadium because new stadiums do not bring in economic benefit. That has been proven by multiple economists.
You're boring me.
I'm sorry. But that's why the Supersonics left for Oklahoma, because Oklahoma's like, well, we'll build for you.
All right, so I also have another gripe, Michael. I have another gripe. So the Avalanche put out T-shirts for everybody to wear last night. No one's wearing them. I don't know what color the shirts were supposed to be. They're just blue. No, nobody's wearing them. Why can't Colorado come together on that? I see the Thunder do it. I see several teams in hockey do it. Why can't the state of Colorado fans come together and throw the shirt on? As I ask that question,
we got a lot of fat fans.
It's not just that. If you spend, how much does a jersey cost? How much does it cost to buy a Nathan MacKinnon jersey?
I mean, that's probably $90, but if you're wanting authentic, that's going to be closer to $150.
All right, so you spend $90 to $100+ on a Nathan MacKinnon jersey to wear to a game, because not a lot of grown people wear jerseys just hanging around. Michael probably does, but not a lot of people do that. You're going to cover that up. However many times you break that bad boy out, you're going to cover it up. I'm actually changing my tune on this entire conversation.
You can get one from Fanatics for $174.99.
Yes.
I believe that is not authentic because the authentic one is closer to $230.
Yeah, so
both are
like,
from NHL.
If you buy a jersey and you wear it to a game, I don't know that you're willing to cover that up. It's kind of like on Halloween when you were a kid and you wear your costume, but it's snowing and it's cold, so you have to put a coat on. It sucks. That was a terrible time. Like, I have to wear a coat. I finally got my awesome costume here. I'm a Ninja Turtle for the fourth time in a row, and I have to cover it up with a coat. It's kind of the same argument. I actually have changed my tune on this. I side with the fans that didn't put the shirts on.
Well, I agree. Like, I like a free shirt and all, but when I'm going to the stadium, I'm wearing my orange. When I went to the Avalanche
you would still
game,
wear
I
orange.
Wore my one shirt.
But what if it's the same color you're wearing? Would you put it on over what you chose to wear that day?
Probably not. And if you're wearing a jersey, you got to take the jersey off to put on that new shirt.
Yeah, I'm showing off the jersey. If I have a Nikola Jokic jersey, Mike. I have two of them. I have one signed in a giant plaque in my home office, because I roll like that. And my wife surprised me with another one, and I have yet to wear it. It's still just hanging up because I like jerseys. I'm not like a wear jersey guy. But the next Nuggets game I go to as a fan, sit in the stands, I'm going to wear that jersey. And if they provide shirts for me, I'm not going to put that on over the jersey because it's my one opportunity to show off that I have a jersey. Yeah, I don't wear jerseys a lot, but going to a game, I would sport that bad boy.
You can buy a numberless jersey at Shields for $145.
I'm not spending the money on a numberless jersey. Are you one of those guys that would buy a jersey and put your name on the back of it? You seem like one of those guys. No, you don't seem like one of those guys that would do that.
No, but I don't buy jerseys anymore because, like, the last time I had a jersey, there was a player controversy, and he ended up going to Chicago, Jay Cutler.
That was the last jersey you?
Yeah, that was the last jersey I had.
Don't get me started on jersey curses. There for a while, every jersey I bought growing up, or my mom and dad bought, player would retire, get traded, whatever. Every jersey.
Did buy an orange Terrell Davis jersey for his, final game. And I don't know if I bought it for afterwards, but I certainly that's what inspired me. Him signing with the Broncos preseason, not playing, but being with the Broncos and retiring as
well. I had a Delta O'Neal jersey. How many of those bad boys do you think were running around out there in the world? As soon as I got it, he moved on. He was done. I had a Shannon Sharp jersey. That was the item. I wanted it so badly. I was a diehard Sharp fan. Finally got the Jersey Mike's, and he goes to Baltimore.
At least he came back.
Yeah, true.
He wasn't great with Baltimore, but
yeah,
that wasn't his fault.
He was pretty good with Baltimore. He was actually pretty good, and they won a Super Bowl. His numbers were actually pretty good. You just go back and look.
Was he just the only receiver on the team?
Might have been, but his numbers were all right.
The ball from Tony Banks?
They weren't Broncos numbers, but they were okay. They were decent numbers. 31 minutes after the hour, what are we doing here? We got to take a break. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Two dudes, one mission. To provide the best morning radio in Colorado. Good morning, NoCo. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Everybody, Steve Smiley, head men's basketball coach at the University of Northern Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on KFKA.
People are getting excited about the movie review, Mike. Major League coming up tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We're going to be reviewing that. Start it, bench it, cut it. Texter from
send
the
it down to the minors.
Stop. Don't make me get the spray bottle again. I will get it, and I will use it. It wouldn't be the first time. Texter from the 303, please tell us your basketball movie so far. You have on the list Hoosiers, White Man Can't Jump, Lovin' Basketball.
Yeah, Lovin' Basketball is the one that has Omar Epps.
No, we haven't reviewed a basketball movie yet, 303. We've only done baseball. We've only done two movies so far. We did The Natural, which everyone, this is just our group. We got everybody committed, everybody excited to do it. We watched it. We had a great, thorough review. Second movie, I was out and all hell breaks loose. You fell asleep. You didn't even review it. And then it was Tanner had a baby or something. And then Derbs and Danson were the only ones to do Bull Durham. So we had it great. The whole crew was here. And then suddenly the wheel fell off week two of the movie review. Like the wheels fell off.
Yeah, I was a bad co-host that week.
You were bad. You could have just said I was bad.
Not co-host. I was great at everything else.
In that week? Like, you don't need to say that. So we need you to step up, Mike. You got to step up to the streets, bro. We're reviewing Major League tomorrow. And I need you to watch it tonight. Can you do it?
We'll see.
We're counting on you, Mike. I don't ever count on you, but I'm counting on you.
You count on me all the time.
Derbs will be doing it.
Without me.
Derbs is going to do it. Tanner said he's out. Big cow milking day. So that he's out. Brian said he's out. He's probably going to help Tanner. So it's me and Derbs,
well,
which
Brian's
would be great.
Do the branding.
Basketball movies. Give me a list. I've never seen Hoosiers.
I've never seen any of those three movies.
I've seen White Man Can't Jump several times. That is a great movie. Love and Basketball, sneaky. Sneaky good. Seen that one a few times. Very good movie. Omar Epps. Excellent.
Used to coach for the Steelers. Yeah. Oh, wait, that's a different guy that looks exactly like Omar Epps.
He does look a lot like Tomlin. Faith says, Love and Basketball was on repeat in my sorority house one whole summer. Loved it. Then, so cheesy now. Can we get Space Jam, the original? I'd be down to review Space Jam.
I saw it when I was a kid. Like, I was probably too old when I saw it. I was probably like, this is way cheesy in the acting.
Oh, man, I loved it. I loved that movie. When did it come out?
Probably 93.
When did Space Jam? I'll look it up, Mike. No, no, don't. Please don't worry. You as the producer.
Worried. I'm so worried.
Don't look. 1996.
Yeah, I was wrong.
I was 10.
Yeah, I was in junior high.
Eastside Chris said, I will try to watch tonight. Major League. Depends on the cost. I think it's, do you have Netflix? I think it's on Netflix. Check and see if it's on Netflix. Can you do that, producer? Can you, you have a computer in front of you.
I'm looking at this Nathan McKinnon jersey.
You going to buy one now?
I kind of want one, but I'd rather have a Landeskog.
Faith, comedy review, semi-pro. Coach Carter, text in. Haven't seen Coach Carter.
I heard that was kind of meh.
Oh, I heard it was pretty good. But I...
It's got Samuel L. Jackson in it. And he doesn't
basketball
say
basketball movies are not my favorite sports movies. I think baseball probably has the best... Would you agree with me on that? Baseball has the best sports movies? Has the best movies over any other sport?
Well, I would disagree with you because Rudy's a football movie. And also, Remember the Titans is a football movie. And those are my two favorite sports
but
movies.
But overall, like, if you're creating an army of movies... Which sport is going to have the majority of solid movies? Your favorite might be a football movie, but which one of those has like 10 really good movies? 10
when it
plus.
When it comes to people talking about, oh, these movies are great, most people are talking about the baseball movies, but it could be baseball fans who are a little out there.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Space Jam is on Amazon Prime and Apple TV.
Major League is what I asked you to look up. Major League.
Yeah, but I was looking up Space Jam.
Can you look
next
up
week.
Major League? Because Eastside Chris would like to know where it is. Come on, producer. Wow.
I figured that you would say we're going to watch Space Jam. I figured that would be your thing.
Hell yeah, we're going to watch Space Jam. 303 texting in. The Go is the best basketball movie. What is that one? I just Googled the GOAT movie, and it's literally a cartoon. Is that a real thing? Is that a real thing? 303? I watched that. That looks good. One-on-One is the worst, but it was filmed at Moby Arena and in Alt. I've been told to watch that one several times. If it's bad, I like to watch. I like a good bad movie. I'm in on that. Like, if it's so bad, it's kind of entertaining. Faith, lots of basketball movies, but fewer good. Air Bud? How about Teen Wolf? Yeah, Teen Wolf, man. Yeah, that was... I don't remember much of it, but that was good. Where's Major League, Mike?
Major League is going to be free on Pluto TV and Roku Channel. I've heard of them, but I don't know.
Oh, seriously? It's not on Netflix?
Well, it's on Netflix, but you have to... No, it's not on Netflix. You do have to pay for it on Amazon Prime. Let me click on this link here that says Watch Major League. Nope, not currently on Netflix.
Dang it! And you have to pay for it on Amazon Prime?
Yeah, $4.
Well.
Hey, at least it's not Apple TV, which says you have to pay $15.
What? How is that 15? Faith says Thunderstruck with KD. I remember that. I didn't see it, but I remember it. That was a basketball movie. Dude, here's a basketball movie. Deep one. Above the Rim. That was a good movie. Tupac is in that movie. It's a great movie. Tupac.
Did you ever hear the conspiracy theory that Tupac is still alive?
Yes.
That's so dumb.
Well, you never know, Mike. Can you prove that he's...
Elvis is still alive.
You never know, Mike. Isn't there like a Greeley Elvis here? That could be the actual Elvis. That could be the actual Elvis. I hear he looks the exact same, like in later years. 41 minutes after the hour, let's take a quick break and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, this is Brock Wisney, former UNC men's basketball player, and you're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
12:46, the time. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. And guys, we use Mosquito Joe, and they are amazing. It works. I mean, I know we're not really deep into the season yet, but the mice went away. The mosquitoes went away. It's a glorious time around my house when I figured for sure we would have 4,000 mice inside our home.
Nothing to be afraid of now.
No, I'm still afraid. They're always out there, Mike. They might not be close to the house anymore, but they're out there. They'll get you.
Don't look behind you.
They'll get you. UNC, I want to mention their basketball program, their basketball camps, Coach Smiley's basketball camp starting up in June. If you have some kiddos that you might be interested in having them check this out, they have so many different camps. They got a development camp, shooting side of things, scoring side of things. There's actual players are going to be there, coaches, and the coaching staff. All those guys. It's going to be awesome. For more, go to stevesmileybasketballcamps.com. So speaking of basketball, we're getting suggestions on basketball movies. Texter from the 303, he got game. Yeah, that was your guy, Denzel. And Ray Allen was in that game. Man, that seems like a lifetime ago. Newt Rockne, All-American blows away Rudy. I don't doubt any movie
the
blows
hell
away.
You say.
Rudy's not a good movie.
Rudy's the greatest movie ever made. Not really, but it's a great movie.
It's not a good movie. It's
the
just overrated. Overrated movie. Big time.
How dare you?
Vince Vaughn was in that. That was the best part about the movie. Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, he's no longer allowed to say GD.
What? What?
Well, he used to curse all the time, and then the girl he was introduced to was...
What are we talking about?
She told... And Rudy.
Oh, okay.
She told him he can't curse anymore.
It's just such a terrible movie, I put it out of my brain. So none of the
scenes...
They
fell in love.
None of the scenes actually make any sense to me. It doesn't. It's just bad. It is a... Cut it. Cut that movie severely. Get it out of your... Don't even give it a tryout on your roster. Don't even think about it. This is not a Disney feel-good story. So no. Rudy's not making my team.
Rudy is one of the greatest. We're going to watch Rudy.
We're definitely not reviewing.
I'm making it happen.
You don't even review the movies we choose to review, so you don't get a say.
You mean I'm one out of two, Brady. One out of two.
All right, 12:49 the time. Well, yeah, but you missed a big one. You missed a big one. And then we just didn't do it last week because we forgot. And so far, we're off to a bad start on the movie review, but we will be reviewing Major League tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And speaking of 1 o'clock, I have some big news coming up for the UNC Bears. I will announce that right when we get to the 1 o'clock hour. So stay tuned. It involves the football program. It's the whole show. We'll be right back.
Preps Baseball can be heard right here.
Hey. Me out to the ball game.
A Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Need a lunch idea? You already know where I'm going. Big City Roadhouse. I mean, man, they have everything. Michael's finally been introduced to Big City Roadhouse, and I don't think you're going to stop going anytime soon. The pizza is top-notch.
Yes, I have been there twice, and that's a lot for me.
Yeah, after just going, you know, for the first time, like 2 weeks ago. And I love Big City Roadhouse. Check out they got breakfast burritos, 10 a.m. to noon. I had one the other day. It is awesome.
It was very large.
Yeah, man, they have everything there. And they've changed it a bit. They've got the giant TV surrounding the place. Big City Roadhouse, Big City flavor, Roadhouse comfort. All right, Mike, coming up next, we got the clip of the day, but I also have some breaking news coming from UNC football that we'll get to right around 1 o'clock. So you're not going to want to miss that. Keep it here on the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe. We'll be right back.
The
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.